President Trump made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan today, where he announced that talks had restarted with the Taliban toward ending America's longest war. The president served Thanksgiving turkey to a dining hall full of American servicemen and women at Bagram Airfield, and he spoke to the troops.
The courageous American warriors in Afghanistan and across the region are leading the fight to vanquish America's enemies and defeat forces of radical Islamic terrorism. I would say it so often during the campaign. That's what we're doing.
This is the president's second visit with combat troops. He had been to Iraq before. It was his first trip to Afghanistan, and it comes at a time when he's pushing to reduce the size of U.S. forces there. There are currently around 13,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jeremy.
Well, and what more can you tell us? This is just breaking in the last couple of hours, but what more can you tell us at this point about President Trump's trip today to Afghanistan?
Well, what I can tell you is that my colleague Franco Ordonez was on that trip. It was one of these secret trips where they don't announce it in advance. The press pool is brought along, and Franco was among them. President Trump was actually in Florida for Thanksgiving, and so he was secretly taken out of Florida. They didn't say how he got away from Mar-a-Lago or which airport he flew from, but then he flew back to Joint Base Andrews, got on Air Force One, and then they flew to Afghanistan. It seems to have worked. People didn't find out of it about it. The embargo wasn't broken until it was time.
And they do that because of security, right? So that the president, it's not announced that he's coming into a dangerous place like Afghanistan before he gets there. And in fact, he was sort of off the ground in Afghanistan when the news came out that he had been there or almost just about that point. Now, he says talks with the Taliban have restarted. These are talks that he pulled out of in September.
Right. These are talks that he had actually invited the Taliban to come to Camp David for negotiations on the eve of the 9/11 anniversary. But then the president pulled out of them, said the talks were off because there was a suicide bombing that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan. Now he says they are back on. He says the Taliban wants to make a deal. He also says we'll see if they make a deal. But if they do, he says if they do, if they don't, either way, that's fine.
Tam, let me just ask you while we have you about the timing of this trip, because the president is facing criticism about his decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria and his administration's move to oust the Secretary of Navy, Richard Spencer, as well as, of course, the impeachment inquiry.
Right. This is not an easy time for the president, but he's still the president of the United States, whether he's facing impeachment or not. And past presidents have done the same, made these sorts of trips on holidays to visit with the troops. But certainly next week, we are expecting the Judiciary Committee to begin impeachment mm-hmm. hearings.
Have you had your turkey yet, Tam?
I have not had my turkey yet. The hope is that it will get out of the oven sometime shortly.
Okay, good.
As soon as I'm off the radio. One thing to note is
quickly,
that the president's speech to the troops was less overtly political than when he was in Iraq last year.
Okay, but not as important as the turkey, Tam. So enjoy it. Happy Thanksgiving again, NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.